Well, as more information continues to unfold about the tragic shooting down in Orlando, we're hearing there may have been people that knew something was wrong and didn't go to police, others being investigated, not necessarily as planners of this, but possibly having not turned over information when they should have. But also the developments that this attacker visited this nightclub. In one instance, a witness saying upwards to 2 years ago and had been on websites and a variety of different things. So the story continues to develop, but it's definitely not lessened the awareness of Americans when it comes to terror attacks, be it born from foreign soil or something that's homegrown. 7:24 now with News Talk 94.7 FM and 970 AM WMAY. Tom Brady, he's a Homeland Security expert, associate dean at the College of DuPage, also director of Homeland Security Training Institute at the College of DuPage. Tom, thank you for taking time with us this morning.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning.
So give us your assessment of what happened down in Orlando.
Well, you know, these are becoming all too common. And we had another mass casualty attack by someone who was considered at this point to be kind of a lone wolf. Now, the investigation continues, but this is kind of law enforcement's worst nightmare in this country. We see these attacks continuing, and while there's great intelligence, these are the most difficult people to identify. So, we saw another attack, a horrific, horrible attack, and, it's just getting to be too common these days.
Is this a symptom of missed opportunities to catch individuals like this, or is it just that we don't know quite yet how to identify these types of attacks before they happen?
Yeah, I think it's the challenge is getting intelligence to know beforehand that something's going to happen. And I don't think in a lot of the situations we've seen, the law enforcement authorities have that information. They may have, some intelligence based upon this shooter, but maybe it hasn't risen to the level of someone being considered to be a threat at that time. Doesn't mean they're going to be a threat in the future, but at that time. And so they have to make decisions because, there's a lot of intelligence that comes in. And as you gather through that intelligence, you want to make sure you're using it for the right purposes and identifying the right people.
We're talking with Tom Brady. He is the director of the Homeland Security Training Institute of the College of DuPage here in Illinois. And Tom, we see stories even almost instantly after the news splashed and the president made his announcement and made his address to the nation. We find out that the shooter had been investigated not once but twice and visited by the FBI not twice, but actually three different times. Was there some kind of impediment in actually, continuing further with an investigation, or what ultimately do you think was the outcome here when it came to not actually seeing this guy as a threat?
Yeah, it's hard to say, Greg, because I can't speak for law enforcement. I don't know what their investigation resulted in. Obviously, he did come to their attention at some point, but there's a lot of people that come to the FBI's attention that they will investigate. And if it doesn't relate to, continuing the investigation, they only have, there's limited resources that federal law enforcement agencies have. So, one of the things about these soft targets, I mean, we talk often about these because there are a lot of soft targets that are being attacked now. It's how do you protect soft targets such as this club in Orlando? How do you protect places like this from an event like this happening again? And that's really the real challenge when it comes down to it.
Well, let's talk a bit about some of the things Homeland Security has done in the past that have worked and some of the things that may be happening in the future. And also, Tom, please try to balance this with our civil liberties and our rights.
Right. Well, and that's always going to be the challenge. We have rights and we have civil liberties in this country, and you have to balance them. You don't want to overstep your bounds, and law enforcement does not want to do that, but they want to keep people safe. And when we talk about a soft target per se, there's a lot of threats and things that can happen to a soft target. So I always push, and I think the government always pushes, that we need to get civilians to be proactive rather than law enforcement being reactive. I think that's the difference. If civilians and all of us who are knowledgeable, and there's a lot more eyes that we have than law enforcement has, we need to step up and be responsible, too, and, you know, identify something that may look suspicious or may look out of place. You know, we have the responsibility because there's a lot more of us than there are law enforcement. So we need to help law enforcement to be able to do their job successfully and to identify these things before they occur. So I always tell people, you know, we need to be proactive. I always have an emergency plan wherever I go. If something bad happens, because we have to think that way now, what am I going to do? And if I'm out with my kids, I'm thinking the same way. What am I going to do if something bad happens? Do I have an escape plan? What can I, is there law enforcement I can contact? So there's things that I think we need to be thinking about because this is becoming all too common to be able to help law enforcement in their investigation.
Whether it is born from another country or if it's homegrown, a lot of the goal of terrorists is to create chaos and fear. And by being better prepared and being a smart community with all eyes focusing on things that are suspicious and alerting law enforcement to things that are suspicious, that can really help bring our community together and keep us more safe. Tom Brady, Homeland Security expert. He's the Associate Dean of the College of DuPage, also Director of the Homeland Security Training Institute. Greatly appreciate your time. Let's talk again in the future because I'm sure we could go round and round and round from fusion centers to national security and so on. So greatly appreciate you taking the time this morning, all right?
Absolutely, Greg. You take care.
You too. News Talk 94.7 FM and 970 AM WMAY with Bishop on air.